Evil seeks a foothold. Read. Devereaux's face was unusually grim as he sat down across the table in Leviathan. At least it was human. The Woodwose's face had been unsettling. I shook my head, staring into my tankard of beer. It had gone flat an hour ago. Jean-Luc brought me another one. Drink up. I have to leave soon. The king wants us in the catacombs within the hour.
What will you tell him? Devereaux asked.
The truth. He chugged his own tankard before nodding to Beau, who draped an arm around Coco at the next table. Her eyes were red-rimmed and swollen, and she turned a glass of wine in her hand without seeing it. Beau coaxed her into taking a sip. He's already after all of you, Jean-Luc continued. This changes nothing.
Devereaux frowned.
And your men?
They won't reveal your involvement.
Which was what exactly? Jean-Luc's eyes narrowed. I took advantage of a poor situation to rescue the daughter of an aristocrat.
He plunked his glass on the table and stood, straightening his coat.
Make no mistake, we are not allies. If you aren't gone by the time I return, I will arrest all of you, and I will lose no sleep tonight.
Devereaux looked down to conceal his grin.
Why not now?
We are here. You are here.
Jean-Luc scowled, leaning closer and lowering his voice.
Do not make me regret this, old man. After what I saw down there, I could see you burned. It is the fate that awaits every witch. You are no different.
After what you saw down there,
Devereaux mused, still examining his fingernails,
I assume you have many questions.
When Jean-Luc opened his mouth to argue, Devereaux spoke over him.
Your men certainly will. Make no mistake. Are you prepared to answer them? Are you prepared to paint us all with the same stroke as Morgan?
Aye.
Louise risked her life to save an innocent young woman last night, and she paid dearly for it.
As one, they turned to look at Celie. She sat beside me at the table, pale and trembling. She hadn't spoken since we'd left La Mascarade des Crans. When I'd kindly suggested she return home, she'd broken down in tears. I hadn't mentioned it since. Still, I didn't know what to do with her. She couldn't stay with us. Her parents must have been worried sick, and even if they weren't, the road ahead would be dangerous. It was no place for someone like Celie. She blushed under Devereaux's and Jean-Luc's gazes, folding her hands in her lap. Dirt still stained her morning dress, and something else, something putrid. I still didn't know what had happened to her down there. Lou had refused to tell me, and Ansel, my mind viciously rejected the thought.
Louise is the reason Celie was kidnapped,
Jean-Luc said through gritted teeth.
And I cannot discuss the matter any further. I must go.
Celie, he extended a hand toward her, face softening. Can you stand? I will escort you home. Your parents are waiting. Fresh tears welled in her eyes, but she wiped them away. Straightening her shoulders, she placed her trembling hand in his. Jean-Luc moved to leave, but stopped short, clutching my shoulder at the last second. His eyes were impenetrable.
I genuinely hope I don't see you again, Reed.
Leave the kingdom. Take Louise and Coco with you if you must. Take the prince, just...
Sighing heavily, he turned away.
Take care of yourself.
I watched the two of them walk out the door with a strange, pinching sensation. Though I no longer loved Celie romantically, it was odd. Seeing her hand in Jean-Luc's, uncomfortable. Still, I wished them every happiness.
Someone should have it.
How is she?
Devereaux said after a moment. No one asked who he meant.
Where is she?
I took my time answering, contemplating my beer again. After one enormous swallow and another, I wiped my mouth.
She's in the dining room with La Voisin and Nicolina. They're planning.
La Voisin? Nicolina?
Devereaux blinked between Coco and me, appalled.
These are the same women who abandoned us in the tunnels, are they not? What in the wilderness is Lou planning with them?
Coco didn't look up from her wine.
Lou wants to march on Chateau Leblanc. It's all she's talked about since we escaped. She says she needs to kill Morgan.
Oh, dear.
Devereux's eyes widened, and he blew out a breath.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. I must admit, that is troubling.
Coco's hand tightened around her glass. Her eyes snapped up, burning with unshed emotion.
Why? We all want vengeance. She's taken the steps to get us there.
Devereux appeared to choose his next words carefully.
Thoughts such as these could invite something very dark into your lives, Cosette. Something very dark indeed. Evil always seeks a foothold. We must not give it one.
The stem of her glass snapped between her fingers, and a tear sizzled against the table.
She snuffed him out like a candle. You were there. You saw, and
She closed her eyes to regain her composure. When she opened them again, they were nearly black. Beau watched her with a wooden expression, emotionless, blank.
He was the best of us. Evil has more than a foothold here, Claude, thanks to you. You set it loose last night. You let it roam free. Now we all must suffer the consequences.
The door to the dining room flew open, and Lou stepped out. When her eyes met mine, she grinned and started toward me. I frowned. I hadn't seen her grin since... Without a word, she swept me into a passionate kiss.